I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
A colossal waste of time.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon. Leading up to Don and Mike Live at 3 p.m., I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. And before I mention, we've got grand prizes to give away. You might, if you listen to the show today, you might win a trip to Toronto, Canada, courtesy of UPN. Let's see, you might win a WrestleMania framed pin collection, and you may win $500 in American Express gift checks. So, courtesy of Fox's That 70 Show. So, stay tuned to the Don and Mike Show. Until then, we've got the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hold on, Rob's taking him out of the room. I don't know what Rob has done with him.
Oh. I want you to leave. I don't like you here. I want you to go, and I want you to go now. You're making me very uncomfortable.
All I know is we finally got a guy in here to do the work, yeah. And now he's taking him away.
Get away. Mm. I can't eat my carrots.
Well,
go away.
He left me with some fine instruments, Mike.
There's a boy, that's a neat looking, that looks like a tooth drill.
Oh.
Look at that. Your wife doesn't let you play with these at home, does she?
No.
I can tell because you're looking like you've seen one. This is the first time you've seen one.
This is fantastic, man. God damn, I'd love to drill something. How about...
Want to drill a hole in my lunchbox?
Yeah, can I?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, because it's got my name on it. Catherine wouldn't mind.
Please? Thank you. Yeah. That's great.
Taking others' lunch.
And Mike is actually using a real lunchbox today.
Yeah, Laura wrote my name on it. Put it,
the Cheetos and the apple.
I'd like a hole right there.
Gotcha.
All right.
Can do, Mike.
Thanks, Don.
Can do. I'm a can do guy. Here we go. Come on. Whoa. There you go, baby.
And now give it back to me. I don't want it to look like Swiss cheese.
There you go. Sure you don't want one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Right next to it.
Underneath it or on the side?
Underneath, please.
That'll be good if you have a spill in there. It'll drain out.
It'll drain, right.
Now the food can breathe.
You won't get that smell, that lunchbox smell.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Don.
There you go. Thanks, Mike.
Fine drilling job there.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Run right under the other.
That'll be $1,000, Mike. Looks like two very small...
You can't drill this side, though.
Looks like two very small bullet holes. Oh, that's a fine, fine feeling. I can relate to those of you who work with your hands. I'm one who works with my mouth. But I think I could get into this working with my hands thing.
Wow. You'd like that?
What do you charge to work with your mouth?
What, Jim?
What do you charge to work with your mouth?
Oh, watch out,
watch
Jim.
Watch out, Jim.
He'll drill you. Yeah, maybe, hey, drill a hole in that chin. All right.
In his chinny chin chin. All right, we're going to hang the first rack now. Here we go. This is going to be very exciting.
All right.
What is
our contractor's first name?
Do you use those little metal hooks that you have, or you want me to just go ahead and put them up?
Put them up with screws, because we have more screws than we do hanging racks.
Hey, what's your first name again?
Jim.
Jim. All right, good job, Jim.
Jim the contractor. Here we go. Jim the program director just winked at Jim the contractor.
Jim, are you confident you can get this job done?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Beautiful. And don't forget, when you're done, you want to see that man, Jim McClure, for your $1,000. Which is not coming out of our promotional budget.
Believe it or not, I just spoke to our general manager who agrees wholeheartedly be taken care of.
Very good. Hey, Jim, it's your lucky day. Your ship has come in.
Beautiful.
We'll work it out, deal with them.
Cool. What's that?
No, seriously,
it's taken care of.
You're not working out a deal. You're paying him $1,000.
If he'll do all the car rack, I'll show him all the other ones to put up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you mind doing all the work today, Jim?
Nope.
Okay.
Good answer.
Well, that's the right answer because we're going to make this guy pay you $1,000 today.
Mr. 40 would be here with a 40.
Okay, hang it. Come on, let me see your work. That's close enough.
Well, this is hanging with those little metal racks at the side, so I'm just going to see if I got an anchor here. And if I do, then I'll use it. If not, I got to cut that wood out there.
Why can't you just use a wall anchor?
I could not be one of these guys because I would be too anxious just to get in there and make the hole and hang up the goddamn thing. He's like talking about, I got to make sure that the thingamajig is right and the thing to the left and the thing to the right and I got to measure and I got to look at this and, you know.
And I don't want a backseat drive, but for your convenience, Don, shouldn't he be starting at the left so that the cart rack is closest to you and then work toward the right?
Oh, that's all right, Buzz.
That's a pretty good point, though.
Hey, why don't you start over here, Jim?
It's all about human engineering.
Hey, Jim?
Yes.
Now, what about you were talking about you need an anchor back there. Do you mean you need something besides the drywall? Because, I mean, I think it's light enough where a wall, just a regular wall anchor into drywall would be fine.
There
for
he goes. There you go. That's right. What kind of a hole is that you made? It's not even a real hole.
Just marking it.
Oh.
He's marking it.
We could have done it now with a pencil.
Roll it. You could.
Fold it and mark it with a B and put it in the oven for Baby and Me.
You're going to have to start learning those, Rob.
All right, I see what he's doing.
Yep.
Now he's got out his tape measure.
He's measuring, and he's making a real, like, professional contractor's X.
See, if I was doing this at home, and this is my problem when I hang a picture, what I would do is I would just lean the rack up against the wall, hold it with my elbow, and then just jam two nails in there on top of it, just enough to ensure the fact that it was being hung to the wall. I don't care if it's done correctly or not.
Now, I'm trying to get my question answered here from old Jim. Jim, does a regular wall anchor, will that work?
This is built out of plumb. The racks are going to look a little bit off from that. It's not level.
That's all right.
That's fine. See, this is like when a guy comes to my house to do this work. This is what I say to him, too.
Incidentally, a nice analysis also on the workmanship that was done with the wall, with the acoustical tile.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the whole building's plumb. I think it might be sliding into Main Street.
Nothing in here is level. I'm surprised our water is not sliding off the console right now. Like we're on the Titanic.
We've been aware of the fine craftsmanship that went into putting our acoustical tile up, though, Jim. We have to apologize to anybody that knows how to put stuff in properly.
We had nothing to do with that. We simply ask that the job be done correctly. Okay, Jim.
He's the guy to do it.
Damn. He's slow.
He's being careful. He wants to do it right.
You know, he's being careful. Well, I want to see some progress.
It's not going to take him 4 months.
I mean, we've got a break for commercials here.
You want to see one go in?
Yeah, at
least Jim,
one.
All right, Jim, get it. Come on now. Speed it up.
Get one up there, Jim. No pressure, Jim, but come on. Hey, Robbie, give me the plate spinning music.
This is great.
No pressure, but I'll give you about 60 seconds to get one of these things up.
There he goes.
Otherwise, now that we know how easy it is, we'll just do it ourselves. Okay, and we are... Well, I play the music, except...
Oh, dear.
The cartridge machine is not functioning.
What are you bringing in, Jimmy? What do you have? Big Gum Jim, our program director, has just come in here. What is that? Now what?
For the other wall over here, we'll need some bigger bits.
And oh, I bigger bits. Okay.
Jim had his own, so I'm going to chop and gun.
All right, now Jim is...
That's right, the bit ball.
Got about 15 seconds to get that rack up.
All right, we're going to give him 1 minute.
1 minute, okay, good.
1 minute now to get a cart rack up in the studio.
He can do it.
Drill fast. Again. Craftsmanship doesn't mean a whole lot to us.
That's right. Hey, did you get the wall anchor in there already?
No need, Mike. Look at that. That's a cart rack that's up on the wall.
Yeah.
He's doing the top screws now. Look at that.
There it is. Okay. It's in there.
All right, you got to put some screws on the bottom, but virtually that job is complete.
Fantastic. I don't think you have to put screws on the bottom. I think they have to be, you can just lift them out like that, so that's fine. You anchor it up on top, you're okay.
Mm.
It's better to put screws
in
the bottom.
See, now he just said again.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't disagreeing. That was a disagreeing one. What do you think?
All right, let's break the tie with Jim the contractor.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim, do we need to put screws on the bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike.
Well, I thought the other one's hung instead.
Well, the other one had a special hanging rack, and those are going to, if those bounce up a little bit, they could conceivably come down. The bottom one will stabilize it.
Okay.
Stabilize it.
Beautiful. Yeah. All I know is that a job that's been put off for 4 months is finally happening.
Amazing. It's beautiful.
That is a great day.
Jim, how, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most difficult job you would have, 1 being the easiest, where would you rate that project you just started?
A 1.5. And a tip of the cap to the fine engineering staff here. Been waiting 4 months to tackle this real tough job.
There you go.
Beautiful.
That's going to be convenient.
Yeah.
It's also going to be, there'll be so many in there, because Jim has measured it, that, that ugly wall behind the acoustical tile will be obscured completely. It won't even be that much of an eyesore.
By the handy tapes that we need to do the show every day.
Fantastic.
Cool. Well, beautiful.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a brief description, an audio description of how to get things done.
It's happening as we speak.
The man who makes things happen is Jim the contractor.
Jim, you've done a fine job, and we look forward to having this mission completed today.
Right, he's drilling the other holes now. Frankly, as I say, he's He's a little slow.
You know, he's careful. He's doing it right.
No, but he's a little slow. I could probably bang 5 or 6 of these out during the commercials myself.
Yeah, I know you could.
And I imagine you could also, Mike.
You and I finish this in the commercial break.
Whole job. I think we could.
Get it clean finished.
We could. Wouldn't be as professionally done, of course.
No, it'd be a little sloppy.
Yeah, but listen.
We'd be and then we, you know, that competitive thing would kick in and we'd start to race each other. You'd have a mic at jaunty angles all over the studio. That. It might look a little Art Deco, though.
You know? Hey, but the point is, the job would be done.
That's right, but we can't. But Jim's got to finish it now because
we've got our guy now.
We have to be men of our word and get him his money.
We have the $1,000 man here.
Pay that man his money.
Yeah, let me make sure that Alan Linewand is really on the up and up with us.
See if he's on board.
Yeah, let me find out.
Pay that man his money.
Alan Linewand.
Jim's a pro.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
I love that tape. Hey, that first one looks beautiful, doesn't it?
It does. It's beautifully
done. Is it finished, Jim? The first one finished?
Yeah, it's done, Mike.
Wow.
Let me start. Hey, Alan.
Yes.
It's Don and Mike. I want you to listen to something.
Yeah.
You hear this? Listen to this.
That's a cart wreck, Alan.
That is the sound of me putting carts into cart racks.
Mazel tov.
In our main studio.
It's been completed because Jim the contractor came down here when he heard we needed the cart racks to be hung.
Well, thank God for Jim.
As you know, this is a job that, frankly, we've been waiting on you guys for 4 months. So now Jim is here, and the cart racks are going up as we speak. Isn't it a great day for all of us? Mm-hmm.
Jim will be putting up all the cart racks today. And, Jim, what did you say your fee was for that service?
I believe it would be $1,000.
$1,000, Alan.
Wow, and I'm sure Jim will be able to put up a few other things that we need fixing with, right?
No. He's just fixing just the cart racks.
That's a big job.
All right, so will he take care of the entire studio?
Yes.
I think that's fair.
Very good.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alan.
Fantastic.
It's expensive, but it's fair.
It's fair. That's great.
It's expensive, but you see, if you had done the job 4 months ago, it would have cost $250. Then you go back to 2 months, and it's $500. 3 months, $750. 4 months late, you got to pay the guy $1,000.
Pay that man his money.
Right.
Pay that man his money.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, Jim will take care of it.
Thank you. Hear
Thanks
that?
A lot, Alan.
Hear that? That's a sound you never hear around this place.
That's right.
Somebody working.
Bingo.
You hear that? That's a sound of screwing, but for a change, it's not the employees screwing each other.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106.7 WJFK.
Are you registered to earn a trip around the world from United? Indeed. This is an amazing offer in any language. For example, if you wanted to say wow in Rio, you'd say you-ow. And if you wanted to say the world really is my oyster in Paris, you'd say le monde ma portion. Register now at united.com/go-around-the-world. You'll earn 1 credit for every flight segment originating or terminating at Dulles, Reagan, or BWI. Then redeem those flight credits for travel. If you fly just 12 round trips and save 24 credits by April 30th, 2005, you'll get the ultimate reward, a trip around the world. Incidentally, if you wanted to say, excuse me, can you take my picture in Zurich? You'd say, Entschuldigen Sie, könnten Sie bitte ein Foto von mir machen? For complete rules, visit united.com/go-around-the-world. And should you ever hear, Lehe Yakor An Yang Yao Hak? In Hong Kong, that means you're one lucky, lucky traveler. United, it's time to fly.
When you're talking about speed, there's no comparison between Comcast high-speed internet and DSL. But to help us clearly